The government has put a $2.5 billion sweetener on the table to get local councils on board with massive Three Waters reforms. The Prime Minister and Local Government Minister Nanaia Mahuta spoke about it with councillors and mayors at the Local Government Conference in Blenheim this afternoon. The government's proposed reforms would see management for New Zealand's 67 councils' storm, drinking and wastewater, or the Three Waters, moved into the hands of four regional entities, which would begin operations from the 1st of July 2024. Ownership would remain in councils' hands. Councils themselves have mixed views on the idea, with Auckland in particular saying it had already invested into its water systems and amalgamating its assets with other councils in Northland would not benefit Aucklanders. Well, joining me now is the Mayor of Timaru, Nigel Bowen, who was at today's gathering. Kia ora, good evening, Nigel.
Kia ora, Karen, how are you?
How are you doing? How was the day?
Yeah, look, a really good day overall. I think it's about what we expected, from the central government announcement, so no surprises.
So is this conference just a one-day thing or spread over a few days? Are you back home?
No, 3 days. So we've finished with our AGM on Saturday morning, and we didn't have a local government conference last year just because of COVID, the way it fell. So first meeting with all the elected officials across councils for the first time in 2 years. So great to see some people.
Yes, I bet. So how much money coming to Timaru from today's announcement? Was it broken down?
Yeah, so broken down across councils, and we're just under 20 million in theory, assuming that we sign into the reform. I guess also, you know, we're expecting that it's going to be mandated, so whether or not our communities get a choice or not is it will be interesting, and that'll play out soon.
Yeah, did they give any indication of that, whether it will be compulsory to join up?
Yeah, look, I mean, that's an issue for me, partly. It's the integrity of the conversation. So a year ago when we started, it was the opportunity to opt in versus opt out, then they changed it, and now the minister hasn't been drawn on whether it would just, you know, be mandated. So real concern that, you know, the integrity of the conversation's gone from, full extreme of being able to opt out and our communities have a say to now, you know, possibly being mandated, because that's the only way it's going to work.
What do you think about the Three Waters reform then?
Yeah, look, I think it's different for, all councils, and, central government's trying to present the message that it's compelling, and it might be compelling, for some areas across the country. But there's a lot of areas that have done this really well, and I believe we're one of them. There's so much variety, but overall, the feeling in the room today was really a discontent with the government, and I think those councils, even that need to sign up to this reform, if they had another alternative, if they had better funding perhaps from central government, if there was another alternative, they would look for something different rather than sign over those assets to these water bodies.
Well, if Auckland say no, will you say no?
Yeah, look, there again, it's a conversation for our community, and you've got to remember that we're elected by our individual community. So, I'm held accountable by the Timaru District, and if we get the opportunity to have that consultation with community, I'll do what the Timaru District want. But, you know, at the moment, we are really concerned about the whole process, about the marketing campaign, about the integrity of the conversation, and we sit in a default position of opt-out, and we always have.
So what's the problem with Timaru in your area? Why don't you want to opt in?
Well, a large part of it is we've done a lot of that work. We've done a lot of the investment. So in the next 10 years, we've got very little major infrastructure investment to do. We do have some debt sitting on the books, but a lot of that investment's already been done. So the question is, why would we enter into this reform? And because our water infrastructure is quite good, we're concerned that, moving forward, we won't have that control over what is, to us, a real key economic enabler. You know, for us, a lot of the water that's used in Timaru Urban is actually industrial supply. So it's really about the economics. It's not that we've got slime coming out of our taps. We've got really good potable water. So it's the other extreme. We're concerned that we might lose opportunities as far as industry coming to town because of, influence and control over a future entity.
So what industries do you supply there?
Oh, look, we've got from freezing works to, large from breweries to large manufacturers such as McCain as an example. So lots of sort of heavy industry with heavy water use.
So you weren't tempted by the cash handout?
No, look, it seems a lot, but it's actually quite a small amount on the scale of things. And, if we look, down the track maybe 10 or 20 years and look back and think that we've made a decision based around, $20 million. And there again, for us to borrow $20 million at the moment, it's not if we've got specific projects that we need to do, we take a longer-term generational view of that. And on the scale of things, it's not a lot of money. So these incentives, I don't believe, and the mayors I've talked to today, it doesn't push them, into opting in from their current position. And there's a lot of discontent. A lot of these mayors do not want this water reform.
Who did you talk to today, Nigel, who doesn't want it?
Oh, look, I won't name specifics, but it's certainly not what the government would say. I don't think it's fair for me to speak for other mayors. But I genuinely think that the government is overselling this. They say that mayors are on board, but mayors aren't on board with this. I'd say at least 50% of the mayors aren't on board with this.
Well, from what you say, there's going to be a big problem facing the government.
Yeah, there will be, and it's an interesting dilemma that they face. And it's sort of a lose-lose. And there again, this is partly around accountability. Currently I think Mayor Phil Gough's position is around at least, there's accountability through to council, and that's correct. But, if you've got four regional entities, who are they accountable to? At least you can, vote us out in a year and a half's time or whatever it is. Real concerns.
Are you prepared to be staunch about it?
Yeah, very much so. Look, I think, and my position as of a year ago was I had concerns around this and my community's really concerned around how centralisation affects our community. We're battling with health reform, whether that's good or bad, we'll wait and see. Education reform, lots of reform. And is there another approach? Has the government considered other approaches to deal with the issues that certain communities have around water infrastructure? And I think most mayors across the country would actually be okay with the government addressing the issues that they need to. And that may not mean equity as far as government spending, but let's address the issues in the communities that need better water infrastructure. And those that are doing it well, just let them do what they're doing.
So what's going to happen next? What's next? How are you going to resolve this?
Yeah, look, really good question. We've been told we've got about eight weeks. What exactly that means, still not sure. We entered into this agreement probably a year ago. We signed an MOU with the government, and it was very much on a no surprises basis. And I think the government just constantly broken that agreement. The principles of that agreement have just, steered away from. And so there again, for me, it always comes down to the integrity of the conversation. And if government aren't wanting to act with integrity, well then, citizens across the country should be really concerned. So, this is to me, having a real detrimental, potentially a real detrimental effect on democracy across the country, because communities won't be accountable. They won't have anyone to be accountable to in regard to the decision making of these entities.
Very good, Nigel. Thanks for your time.
No worries. My pleasure.
That's the Mayor of Timaru, Nigel Bowen.